Girivaratari Jaya Kopichana Vanada Girivaratari Jaya Kopichana Vanada Girivaratari Jaya Yashoda Nandana Rajajana Nanjana Yashoda Nandana Rajajana Nanjana Yashoda Nandana Rajajana Nanjana Yashoda Nandana Rajajana Nanjana Yamuna Tihiravana Chari Yamuna Yamunatihiravana chari Yamunatihiravana chari Jaya Rata Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasudeva Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Vasudeva Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai Jaya, Gauranitai Jaya, Gauranitai Jaya, Jaya Jagannath, Jagannath Jaya, Parade Jaya, Subhaja Jaya, Jagannath Jaya. Jaya Rukmini Dogarish, Rukmini Dogarish, Rukmini Dogadesh, Rukmini Dogadesh. Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada Jaya, Prabhupada Jaya, Prabhupada Jaya. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Vishnu Padapanamahamsa Prida Jakcharya Ashtadara Satta Shri Shrima His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Pandacharya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jayam Vishnu Padapanamaham Saprila Chakcharya, Ashtadara Satta Shri Shrima. His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananda Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Shri Hari Rastaku Ki Jai. Prinsaka Ho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhatra Sri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Go Gopinang Shamakum Radhakum Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Shri Mayapur Dham Ki Jai. Shri Jagannapuri Dham Ki Jai. Gangamai Chamunamai Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Tulsi Devi Ki Jai. Samaveda Bhaktavinda Ki Jai. Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Jai. Transcendental Prasadam Distribution Ki Jai. Harinama Sankirtan Ki Jai. ISKCON Youth Vagadam Ki Jai. Nithai Gaura Pramanandi Haribo Haribo. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Narayana namaskrityam. Naranchaiva Narottamam Devin Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udidayet Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavad Ivadamashloke Bhakti Baba Ti Naishtiki. Thank you, Prabhu. So, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. Oh, thank you. So, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 5, text number 34 through text number 36. Because there's no purport to text number 34 and 35. So I just read those two verses by myself, and we can do text number 36 together. Arinopi bikuva no nabasoru baravita sasajarupata macham Jyotir Loka Shalochanam. Translation. Thereafter, the extremely powerful air interacting with the sky generated the form of sense perception, and the perception of form transformed into electricity, the light to see the world. Text number 35. Anine na vitam jyotir vikuva paravikshitam adatamo atatam bora samayam karamaya shayogata. Translation. When electricity was charged in the air and was glanced over by the Supreme, at that time, by a mixture of eternal time and external energy, there occurred the creation of water and taste. So text number 36, we'll do this verse together. Jyoti Shambho Nusa Shrishtam Vikuvan Brahma Vikshitam Mahim Ganda Gunam Adat Kala Mayamsha Yogata Jyoti Shambho Nusham Shrishtam Vikuva Brahma Vikshitam Mahiganda Guna Ada Karamaya Shayogata Jyoti Shambho Nusa Shrinsta Vikuva Brahma Vishitam Mahiganda Guna Ada Karamaya Shayogata Jyoti Shambho Nusam Shrishtam Vikuva Brahma Vikshitam Mahinganda Guna Ada Karamaya Shayogata Jyoti Shambho Nusam Shrishtam Paramaya Shayogatam Yati Shambhanu Shanshvistam Vikuva Brahma Vishitam Mahiganda Gunada Paramaya Shayogatam Yati Shambhanu Shanshvistam Maharaji's Jyotisha, electricity. Ambaha, water. Anu Samshrishtam, thus created. Vikurat, due to transformation. Brahma, the supreme. Vikshitam so grants over Mahim the earth, Ganda smell, Gunam qualification, Ada was created, Kala eternal time, Maya external energy, Amsha partially, Yogataha by intermixture. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Thereafter, the water produced from electricity was glanced over by the Supreme Personality of Godhead and mixed with eternal time and external energy. Thus, it was transformed into the earth, which is qualified primarily by smell. Purport. From the descriptions of the physical elements in the above verses, it is clear that in all stages the glance of the Supreme is needed, with the other addition and alterations. In every transformation, the last finishing touch is the glance of the Lord, who acts as a painter does when he mixes different colors to transform them into a particular color. When one element mixes with another, the number of its qualities increases. For example, the sky is the cause of the air. The sky has only one quality, namely sound. But by the interaction of the sky with the glands of the Lord mixed with eternal time and the external nature, the air is produced, which has two qualities, sound and touch. Similarly, after the air is created, the interaction of sky and air, touched by time, the external energy of the Lord produces electricity. Next, the interaction of electricity with air and sky, mixed with time, the external energy and the Lord's glance over them, produces water. In the final stage of sky, there is one quality, namely sound. In the air, two qualities, sound and touch. In the electricity, three qualities, namely sound, touch, and form. In the water, four qualities, sound, touch, form, and taste. And in the last stage of physical development, the result is earth, which has all five qualities, sound, touch, form, taste, and smell. Although there are different mixtures of different materials, such mixtures do not take place automatically, just as a mixture of colors do not take place automatically without the touch of the living painter. The automatic system is factually activated by the glancing touch of the Lord. Living consciousness is the final word in all physical changes. This fact is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita 9:10 as follows. Maya dakshena prakriti suyate sa charam charam hetu nanena kunteya jagat vipa nivartate. The conclusion is that the physical elements may work very wonderfully to the layman's eyes, but their workings actually take place under the supervision of the Lord. Those who can mark only the changes of the physical elements and cannot perceive the hidden hands of the Lord behind them are certainly less intelligent persons. Although they may be advertised as great material scientists. Om Agyana Timinandasya Agyanan Janashadakaya Chakshu Umiditan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopishtan Stapidan Yena Buddhare Svayanupakada Mahyanda Dati Swampadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamanam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrachatam Sahagana Rakunata Vitam Tam Sajivam Satvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishatam Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinna Bandhu Jagapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kamchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindava Nishwari Vishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Haritiye Vanchakau Patarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Paditanam Pavanevyo Vaishnandevyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadatra Shri Vasade Gola Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jyotishambo Nusham Shritam Vikuva Brahma Vikshitam Mahinganda Guna Ada Kala Maya Shayogata. Translation again. Thereafter, the water produced from electricity was glanced over by the Supreme Personality of Godhead and mixed with eternal time and external energy. Thus, it was transformed into the earth, which is qualified primarily by smell. So, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he said that from the description of the physical elements in the above verses, it is clear that in all stages, the grants of the Supreme is needed with the other additions and alterations. In every transformation, the last finishing touch is the grants of the Lord, who acts as a painter does when he mixes different colors to transform them into a particular color. So it reminds me of a verse from the Bhagavad Gita, where Lord Krishna tells Arjuna, actually Prabhupada, he quoted this verse in the purport also. Prabhupada said, he quoted this verse, Maya Dyakshena Prakriti Suyatesha Charan Charan Hetu Nanena Kunteya Jagat Vipa Nivatate. This material nature, which is one of my energy, is working under my direction, all son of Kunti, producing all moving and non-moving beings. Under its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. Srila Prabhupada wrote a purport to this verse saying, it is clearly stated here that the Supreme Lord, although aloof from all activities of the material world, remains the Supreme Director. The Supreme Lord is the Supreme Will and the background of this material manifestation. But the management is being conducted by material nature. Krishna also states in Bhagavad Gita that of all the living entities in different forms and species, I'm the father. Aham pichapitapitam. Krishna said in the Gita, yeah, that he is the seed-giving father of all living entities. Yeah. The father gives seeds to the womb of the mother for the child. And similarly, the Supreme Lord, by his mere glance, injects all living entities into the womb of material nature. So again, here in the purport, he said, by Krishna's mere glance, he injects all living entities into the womb of material nature. So, because Krishna is actually, he is spiritual. So, any one of his senses can perform the functions of, you know, any other, you know, of his senses. That means, you know, but for the conditioned soul, for us, our eye can only see, you know, we cannot eat food by the eye. But for Krishna, you know, he can eat through his eyes. That's why, you know, when we offer, you know, foodstuff to the deities, it looks like, you know, after the offering, all the foodstuff are still there. But actually, you know, the deities can eat the offerings simply by seeing the offerings, you know. So the non-devotees, they cannot understand this miracle, you see. Yeah. But that is the, miracles of Lord Sri Krishna. Because all his senses is completely spiritual. Yeah. Any of the Lord's senses, he can perform any other's function of any other senses, you know. Yeah. But for us, we condition so we cannot do that. Yeah. So that's why here Prabhupada he said that Lord Krishna, he by his mere glance only, he injects all the living entities in the womb of material nature. Nah. And they come out in the different forms and species according to their lust, desire, and activities. All these living entities, although born under the glance of the Supreme Lord, take the different bodies according to their past deeds and desires. So the Lord is not directly attached to this material creation. He simply glances over material nature. Material nature is thus activated, and everything is created immediately. Because he glances over material nature, there is undoubtedly activity on the part of the Supreme Lord. But he has nothing to do with the manifestation of material world directly. This example is given in the Smriti when there is a fragrant flower before someone, the fragrance is touched by the smelling power of the person. Yet, the smelling and the flower are detached from one another. There's a similar connection between the material world and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, he has nothing to do with this material world, but he creates by his grants and ordains. In summary, material nature, without superintendence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, cannot do anything. Yet, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is detached from all material activities. Srila Prabhupada, he also said that in the purport of today's verse that the conclusion is that the physical elements may work very wonderfully to layman's eyes, but the workings actually take place under the supervision of the Lord. Those who can mark only the changes of the physical elements and cannot perceive the hidden hands of the Lord behind them are certainly less intelligent persons. Although they may be advertised as great material scientists. See, I was born in China, and I was raised in the atheistic way of life. So most of the people in China, they do not believe the existence of the soul or existence of God, you know. They just think that the world, it's just naturally there. Yeah, naturally, they just think like that. Without a supreme being creating or, you know, managing. But from here, we can clearly understand that actually everything in this material world have its source. And the ultimate source of everything is Krishna. So before I get in touch with this Krishna consciousness, I do not believe the soul and God at all. But my God brother, you know, Nathananda Prabhu, he was very tricky. he asked me to, he was telling me that his Guru Maharaj wrote a book, The Science of Yoga, and that book has just been translated into Chinese. And he wants me to proofread that book. And by proofreading that book, oh my God, I got convinced that God must be there, the soul must be there. Because in that book, The Science of Yoga, my Guru Maharaj very scientifically proved that the existence listed lots of proof that God must be existing, soul must be there. Especially I remember, you know, he gave an example in that book saying that, say there's a watch here. So actually in that book there are two main figures. One is Sanatana Goswami, who is a, you know, preacher of Krishna consciousness. Another main figure is a student from China. Yeah, he was a student here in America learning the science. And Sanatana Goswami gave his name is Li Guangsi, the Chinese student is Li Guangsi. He gave an example to Li Guangsi, and he asked him, say, I have a watch in my hand. And he asked Li Guangsi, You can have a guess. How many parts is made? This watch is made by how many parts? And Li Guangsi guessed, say there are 100 parts. And Sanatana Goswami said, okay, I take all the parts apart. Yeah, break the watch to all the parts, and then I put in my hands, and then I throw all the parts into the sky, and all the parts will fall on the floor. And Sanatana Goswami asked Li Guangsi, after 1 year, 10 years, 100 years, 1,000 years, or millions of years, will these parts automatically, you know, become a watch? And Li Guangxi, he thought for a long time, and finally said, no, it's impossible. And Sanatana Goswami said, yes, exactly. Unless there is an intelligent person to put all the parts together, it's impossible for all the parts to become a watch. And then Sanatana Goswami told Li Guangxi, so similarly, this material universe is the same thing. It organized so nicely, exactly like the watch. The sun will arise at a certain time, and will set at a certain time. Everything is, and all the planets, they are running, in its different orbit, and they will not, crash with one another. So nicely organized, and you scientists are saying there's no brain behind all the arrangement. And in this way, Li Guangxi was convinced of the existence, of God and soul, you see. Yeah. So I'm still remembering, the stories, in my Guru Maharaj's book, The Science of Yoga, It changed my life. Yeah. So, actually, today's verse is very technical, I actually do not know really how to say it. Yeah. So I just stop here, Are there any questions or comments? Maybe Achyuta Prabhu can, give some insight, Prabhu. Please. Something, Achyuta Prabhu, yeah, please. Oh, yes. Dear Arif Prabhu, yeah.
This point of how you were mentioning that when you offer the food to the deity, a layman, a person who has no devotion, they cannot understand how it's happening.
Right.
But a devotee can understand that. So it reminded me of how when Madhavendra Puri, he did the Annakoot ceremony. So the deity ate everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And he actually asked, I want more.
Mm.
And so all the devotees who were bringing all these bhoga for offering, they were like, oh, we have to bring more. And then seeing how the deity is accepting the offering, people from all other places, they started coming to Madhavendra Puri and asking him, oh, we want to make an offering also. So that kept going on for like many villages came and it kept going on for a few days like that.
Mm.
So devotees, they can see how these things happen, but unless someone has devotion,
exactly,
they cannot understand, they cannot see how it's happening.
Right.
Well, that was a good reminder. Thank you.
It reminds me another story of Brahmana Boar, you see. One day, because the Brahmana, he is always very dutiful to make offerings to the deities every day. But one day he has some business to do, so he cannot do the offering. And he asked his son, which is only, 5 years born, asked his son to do the offering on his behalf. And the son said, okay, I'll do it. And then, at the lunchtime, the board bring the offering plates and put before the deities and ring the bell and ask, oh, my dear Lord, please come and eat the offerings. Please come and eat. And in the beginning, the deities have nothing happened, And the board become really worried and agitated. And he plead to the my dear Lord, please come and eat. If you don't come and eat, otherwise, when my father, dad come back, he will chastise me, He was saying like that, So he kept pleading the deities to come and eat. And finally, the deity come and eat. And eat all the offerings. And when his father comes back, he asks, oh, my dear son, where is the prasadam? And the son told his father, the deity has eaten all of them. There's no prasadam. I'm so sorry. The deities have eaten all of them. So in the beginning, the father, you know, he didn't believe, you know. He was thinking maybe his, you know, his son is very mischievous, you know, just mischievous activities like that, you know. He didn't believe. But he really wants to find out what really happened. So the next day, he find the same excuse, you know, to tell his son that, you know, today I also have to go to do some business. You please continue to do the offering. And the son said, okay, I'll do that. But instead of going for some business, he stayed back at home and watching through a window to see how his son is doing the offering. And then, you know, the son, you know, come with the plate of foodstuff and offer to the deities and ring the bell and please and request the deities to come and eat. And the same thing like what he did yesterday. And to his father's surprise, the deity did come and eat all the prasadam, all the foodstuffs. And then the father becomes so, you know, excited and happy, you know. He realized that actually his son is really a great devotee. And he come and hug the son like that, you know. Reminds me of that story. Yeah. Yeah. Are there any other questions or comments? Yeah. Okay, so we'll stop here. Thank you very much for coming. Gantraj Shima Bhagavatam ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Bhaktavinda ki jai. Ribu, ribu.